my lovely people of the internet. It's your girl, Hannah E. So I wanted to come at y'all with a disclaimer before you dive into this episode. So you're going to notice that there is an audio issue compared to Brooke and Sarah. My audio is a lot louder in regarding to the conversation that we are having. And I noticed that this was an issue when I was editing this last week, which is why there is a delay in upload. That's why it's going out today. But I love this conversation so much, and their business goes live today. So I really want you guys to go out, show them some love and support it. So please enjoy the convo. It's a really good one, and I'm very proud of it, and I'm really excited for you guys to dive in. See you on the flip side.
People of the internet, it's your girl Hannah E. Hannah from Atlanta. It's good to be back on another episode, and today I have some beautiful women, beautiful lovely gals from UT. I'm gonna let them introduce themselves. They won't be able to see you, but if they're listening on the like audio side, they'll also like hear you. So yeah.
My name is Brooke. I'm also a senior at UT. I'm in computer design, and we're both about to graduate, and I think, we just wanted to collaborate on something.
Yeah, so to kind of like get the conversation started, tell me guys, like, how has the week been for you guys? Like, how's week, weekend? How is UT? And when we talk about like UT, we're talking about the one in Knoxville, not the one in Texas.
It's fun. My classes are on campus. Not much. I only have one. Mm-hmm. And then I go home. So I'm not really on campus a lot. Very basic. Yeah, no, my week's good. I have one more class on campus, but I'm just on my computer so much now that it's a little annoying. Yeah.
So what has it been like being in Knoxville while doing like online classes? Because for me, my last semester I was doing it here in Atlanta, so I was kind of like keeping up with stuff via like social media. But how dead is campus? Like, because you guys are both, you're a business major, I know that, Sarah. Are you, Brooke? Okay, so what's it been like just like this semester? Because I know that they were kind of working to doing more like hybrid style than like online for certain classes. So like some people are more on campus than like other people, but is it still like as dead as it was like in this fall semester?
A little bit, maybe not as much, but still dead. I think they're starting to try to open up some classrooms for people. I was on campus and it felt like there was so many people. I don't know if I just haven't been like around people, but it was like, I was surprised by how many, by how many students were on campus. I was like, there's no one here.
Yeah. So we were like talking about before we started recording how the last time you were all three together was like a year ago. So how has quarantine, or I don't know if it's like quarantine you're supposed to say, or isolation, because, but I feel like isolation is like way more like hardcore when you say it. So like, how's it been for you guys? Like just being in college, and then also to just kind of like figuring out like a new routine or like a form of a routine.
I don't know, I don't want to be that like selfish, like ungrateful, I guess, person to say they like quarantine, but like I like it a lot more than they're online, very like I think schedule other stuff around it. It's easier. I have like more free time for like myself. Like what do I want to do? I can do a lot more like other things. how to surround myself with school.
Yeah. What about for you?
Human interaction.
I definitely miss that.
Yeah.
I think it's nice. I can kind of just like wake up as late as possible, turn my computer on, and then I'm like in class. But I definitely like miss like social aspect, I guess, because like on Zoom you don't really socialize. That's true. Mm-hmm. I like
Yeah. How's it been for you?
It's been okay. Like, I just accepted an offer for 21 mortgage.
Okay, congratulations.
But I mean, I'm excited to have that experience, that like corporate work, professional experience. But, it's only two months internship, so it's like nothing crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So then also too, are you from Knoxville, Brooke, or like Tennessee?
No, I'm from Atlanta, actually.
Wait, really? Wait, where did you go to high school? Wait, this is like not pertaining. Where did you go to high school, or like what city, like city area?
Like Alpharetta area.
Okay, we're next door neighbors, because I went to like, I live in the Kennesaw, like Woodstock area right now. I'm moving. So exciting. At the end of the month, I'm moving to Atlanta. Like, I'll be, like, I shouldn't say how far I'm away, but I'll be in, like, the Midtown, like, Atlantic Station, Buckhead area, which is, like, really, really exciting. I got, like, a sublease, so I'll be there till September. And then... Yeah, so like it's not necessarily that place. So the apartment that I was like looking at is kind of more, it's like a very secret place. It's not like right in the heart of the city, but it's also like not like, I'm like very close to like the interstate and like the shops of like Buckhead. So it's like a perfect place. And I'm like so excited, especially with this, because I think it'll be a like better way of like connecting with people and like working with like small businesses and like, Atlanta's amazing. Like, I, like, freaking love it. I think after living in the suburbs, like, I was kind of like, I need to, like, make that move to, like, a bigger city. And you went to Italy, Sarah, so you kind of, like, understand, like, I want to go back to Spain within the next year and a half. I want to go and teach English. So I was like, I kind of want to move to a city so I can get acclimated. And then like when I have to make that move, it's not going to be as hard as like if I was living at home and then making it. Yeah.
We really don't have any plan. Like our only thing that we want to focus on is our business.
Yeah. So I guess I can kind of transition into that. So their business, if you want to, I would say like give the audience kind of like the business.
So it's Hola Love.
Yeah.
And it's basically a beauty and wellness brand trying to promote positive vibe products. And our first drop is mint.
Yes.
Soy wax. So it is kind of like eco-friendly because are reusing and yeah.
So how did the whole idea come together? I have like so many questions, especially just like with starting a business and especially with like post-grad, because I think it like ties a lot into it. Like, how did you guys come up with the idea? And then I know like, Sarah, I know you a lot more in regarding to like your background with California and being very like relaxed and very chill. And then I know that you guys have been friends for like a little while. Like, did you guys meet at UT? So tell us, I guess, the story of how you guys met and then how did this whole thing kind of like ferment or become a reality?
Okay. like my roommate of the sophomore year. I had a roommate. I don't know if you know her. It was like Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's my roommate. She was best friends with her roommate at the time.
And I had a random roommate, so it's really by chance.
Yeah.
But
and then wow. One day, Reagan was just like, hey, what's the party that my friends had? And it was
my birthday.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so. That's like the first
my
thing
birthday.
I remember. And so I go over there and I meet this woman. And after, like, it's weird because, like, I think what initially I was like, why is she being such a bitch? Why is she a bitch to me? Like, I thought you hated me. And I was just like, oh my god, what did I do? I didn't do anything. And then, I don't know, I guess we just, like, exchanged Snapchats and Instagram. And then, when it hit summer, me and her, like were in Tennessee together.
We were, like, the only people, like, left.
Yeah. So, I think one night, I was just like, what do you want to go wine night? And, yeah, that's how it happened.
Wow, because you guys are pretty inseparable, right? Like, I feel like in a way, because I feel like I see you all the time, especially like last year on TikTok. I would see her all the time in your TikToks and like everything like that. So I feel like, are you guys pretty much like always like, not necessarily like together all hours of the day, but you guys make an effort to like see each other, especially within this time.
And I think our friendship is very effortless. Like, I remember not trying and being so fucking weird, and she was just like, I love you.
Aww, that's so cute. So then, how did this idea come to light?
I think we just always knew we wanted to create a business, and we didn't want to work for someone else's dream. And, like, I think new year to us, we were like, fuck it. Get something done.
Okay, so how would you like, how's it been with like the business plan, like the launch date, social media, like how's it been for you guys? Because I remember when I did this, I took a whim. Like, I didn't have anything recorded. I like got the artwork. I spent like $50. And then I think I just asked people to come on. Cause I feel like also too, what I like about this, cause I actually back in December, I listened to like a lot of my episodes just to like understand like what the whole like synopsis of this was, to kind of rebrand and redefine. So what has that been like for you guys, especially just like within Rona? Because I feel like you guys now have like a lot more time to like plan everything out and like execute it, because you know, we're not in classes. I don't know if you're like an active member in AKSI still. So yeah, which I don't blame you whatsoever, because it's so different. Like, it's not how it was. And then also too, it's all online. So I applaud them. I'm going for a rush. I'll be like one of the alums on the panel. Yeah, which will be fun. It'll be weird, but like it'll be fun.
I've seen, but it's like, I feel like a lot of people are graduating.
Yeah. Yeah, because I've been keeping up a little bit on the Instagram, and then I kind of did like a little, not necessarily like a purge, but like a purge of like cleansing out like my feed and like changing what I like want to take in as like joy. So I keep a little bit of like an insight on what's going on, and it'll be kind of nice to see like who's coming in, I guess, but it definitely is weird. So what has that been like coming up with this business and just executing it out?
Definitely been like, wait, what do we do? But like, we always figure it out at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
What we thought
of what I was
but
expecting.
We were saying this other night, we were like, if it was just me and I was doing all of this on my own, I would literally be like, wow, this is hard, what do I do? I can't ask a question, like,
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. I would like postpone it and just like, which has always been the back of my mind, like it wouldn't be reality. Having someone to like share
mm-hmm.
the moment is so much easier.
Yeah. It is so more motivating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then
So the first launch is candles. What's kind of like the next step, you know? Like, what are you guys like envisioning, imagining? I've been loving like seeing like your guys' posts because it like gets me excited. So yeah, no, I'm like, I'm gonna get one. Like, I'm coming up to Knoxville like the third week of, not like the third week of February, I'll get a candle, so.
Oh, so much thought goes into those Instagram posts. I think we're still brainstorming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a lot of ideas. Like, I see ourselves with like coats, like hoodies, sweats, like I don't know, scrunchies, like hair oil, like mm-hmm. a lot of.
And then the whole core focus will always be back to like wellness and like self-care. Are you going to like also incorporate like sustainability? Because I know that's like something that's very important to you and everything.
Yeah, we're trying to like with our cookie candles, we're trying to like do secondhand things. Like, we didn't just go on Amazon to buy glasses or something like that. And we also want to have this thing where you buy one of our candles, you use all of it, you can send it back to us and we refill it like at a discount price.
Okay.
So we're gonna do that. We have like eco-friendly packaging. Yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely say as you guys are starting off, like one big thing I kind of wish I did, and I can like send it to you guys after I finish, like we finish this. I got like kind of like a free business template that kind of like, you don't have to fill out the whole thing, but I think if you just kind of have like the foundations of like, you're like, you know, who, what, where, why, like that can help. And then if you've heard of the app Notion, it's like a free platform like for organization. Since you're like still a student, you can utilize it. I think even just having like a whole like spreadsheet of like what you're doing. I'm assuming you guys probably have like a journal or like a whole like chart as a business. But I do think because you'll potentially like move to Atlanta, like it can definitely go somewhere. And especially like right now, I think what's been really beautiful, and I think you've been doing it with TikTok, is like just seeing a lot of like small business entrepreneurs like coming out and like, you know, like this is what I'm trying to do. And I think it's like so incredible. And like that's why I kind of wanted to like bring you guys on, because I think especially like it's such a weird time to be 20 in your 20s. like I was talking about this with one of my like hometown girlfriends, and like we're in this time of like, we've been through like 5 different presidents, like 2 different, like, you know, like recessions. We're also going through this, like, I feel like this like spiritual or like a like astrological like awakening for some people. Like, people are recognizing that like, I don't need to like do the same old, and like I wanna like break away. And I think even when I was like volunteering for the Ossoff campaign, I met a woman. She worked for Apple for like 20 something years, and she left and like she started to do her own like brand creative stuff and like having a purpose. Because within the corporate world, it's so easy to like, especially with Apple, like you work for them at all hours of the day, so it's like you really never have a break. Like, you have to like be a, like, you know. Yeah. So I think it's beautiful that you guys are starting this now. And I can attest that like, because I started my podcast like the semester prior to like me potentially graduating in the spring, it really did help. I think kind of even have like that weird, like, you know, that like weird feeling of like when you graduate and you're like, I don't have a job, or like, I don't have an internship. Like, for me, like the last month was just difficult because I was like getting my finances together and kind of just finding an apartment. But now it's like, I'm so excited. Like, I'm so excited to like create and like put out and like, you know, connect with other people. And I think it's good that you guys are starting it now, especially at the start of the semester, because you get to see like how it's gonna like profit, where it's gonna go. And then, well, if you guys do move down here in the summer or fall, like you can even talk with like small businesses and try and like connect and stuff.
You literally brought up something I was like, oh,
Yeah, no, I said a lot. I just think it's like it's an incredible thing that you guys are doing. So like my next question is like, how do you guys feel about graduation? Because like I think it is a weird time to be a graduate. No, I 100% agree. What is it like for you on the other side, Brooke? Because you're in the design field. So, like, what is it like for you guys? Because I know it's like, are you in the arc building? Like, architecture or?
Yeah, so it's...
yeah, look, I have friends who are arc majors. Y'all go through it, okay. So when you say design, so like elaborate on that, because I know architecture, it's such a like, it's like architecture. So then there's like interior and then there's like X, Y, Z. So. No, I definitely agree as well, because I think like candles in a sense are sometimes like bad, not necessarily, they are bad for the environment if you don't finish them off, because the wax, so explain the soy wax, because you guys mentioned that you guys use soy wax. So what is the difference between like normal wax and soy wax? You know, I never knew this. I like my mom would always say, she was like, because she's like very sensitive with smells, so she would always be like, don't burn the candle, like it smells bad. And I was like, but it smells like vanilla, like what are you talking about? Like, I was like, what are you talking about? Like, it smells great. But that makes so much sense. And I mean, my mom is a wise woman, she's incredible, I love her so much, but sometimes she'll say things that I'm like, wait, what? Like, I never knew this, because like I think it's just like we don't know what, like especially these big companies like Bath and Body Works, Target, like we don't know what they're putting in their products. And I think it was last year, maybe like 2019, I think Target's like a really good example of like a brand that is becoming more conscious of like its demographic. Like I can now go in and I see products that like work for my hair or like for my skin. And even to like dietary, like I think that's even another thing as well. Like I see vegan options. I see like, it's like very much laid out a lot differently than compared to like, let's say like Walmart. Like you're gonna go into Walmart and like, it's just an array. Like I think their layouts are getting different. Like especially like what I've noticed. So my hometown Walmart's layout is so much different from like, if I go to Alpharetta, or if I go closer to the city, like they have like a way different like format of how they set up things. So yeah, it's just
the audience. Yeah. Or...
yeah, so I think it's really cool to even just see like how it's transitioning into a more like sustainable area. And I mean, I think I ordered something from Amazon, and what I will never understand this, like why they send packages in boxes like this when like they're this small. I'm like, you could have just put it in like a plastic thing. Like this is now like I have to recycle this, which is fine, but I have like multiple boxes where that has happened, and I think it's just like, it's very frustrating because it's just like, now that I'm moving into an apartment, I think I'll be able to be more conscious of sustainability. And like, I really do want to like get more into zero waste, or just even like understanding how to kind of do it. Because when I go back to Spain, because this is what was nice like about Spain, the products like fruit and all that stuff was, you cannot keep it more than maybe 3 or 4 days or it would go bad. Because of like obviously not having like pesticides and all that stuff, but also too, you always had to bring a bag with you because they would charge you for the bag. So I think it's an incredible thing that what you guys are doing, and like I think it's gonna also help like our generation, because I think like our generation, what has been beautiful even on TikTok and just seeing, is like we're very much being more conscious of the environment and like leaving our, you know, our bio print like more sustainably. So
I mean, like it was the same thing in Italy, like it was just like a way of life to them that was like super, really come here and they're like back.
Yeah.
I feel like it's also like more of like government and like state government's fault, like enforce it. Like plastic bags overall were like at least off of them at like a 20-cent, 30-cent price, where people are like, no, I really don't want to pay for that. I'll just pay more. You know what I'm saying? Like, make us be more eco-friendly and like, maybe we just need to like show them like, you know, we have to do this. We're not just gonna live with like plastic bags right now just because you don't want to bring your bag.
Yeah, and I'm assuming like, is that, because you're from California, so is that something that's like regulated a little more there compared to Tennessee?
Yeah, like I remember like being in California, like Florida's like the beginning of my high school, Western high school, so I kind of always knew like, okay, kind of flag, like, and then when I came here, it like, it wasn't law, I wasn't doing anything. I was like, wow, you just have, like, it was just really different to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really like it.
No, yeah, it's, Tennessee is just an interesting state, like, overall.
10 years, 20 years behind, it's like, no,
compared to like Atlanta or even like California. And I'm assuming you probably can even attest this from Alpharetta to like going to Knoxville, and then like, and like people are just like, I met a woman when I was doing like apartment tours, and she was from Knoxville, and she explained it very well. She was like, it's a very simple life, like people in Tennessee. And I think now that I'm away, I can like even I can understand it now. Like I can understand why people kind of like act or even like present themselves the way they do in Tennessee. And it's not because maybe, I mean, sometimes it could be like a lack of education, but I think that also too is like a lot of them like were born there, they stay there, they have the like ability to go to college maybe outside of their small town or even like, you know, not Nashville or whatever, and like come to like UT. And then sometimes they might just go back. They might go back to Nashville, or if they're given the opportunity, like they'll move out of the state. Because like I've just been gone for a year. I came up like once in December, and like it was so insane. Like it was like the most insane experience, because I got really sick, so I ended up in the hospital. It was just like, oh no. And when I say it literally was like the craziest experience. Like it truly was. Like I'll do another episode about it later. Like I'm going back to therapy, so I want to go to therapy first and like process it. So then when I do come to talk about it, it's not coming from a place of like necessarily hurt. It's coming from a place of like, this is how you don't like experience what I went through. But it was just like, it's kind of interesting how with COVID and even just like health related situations, the different treatments I got from like being in the state and then being in Georgia and then also being in Tennessee, because I hadn't been there for so long, I think I forgot all of the laws. So it was just like a whole like situation. But I mean, I'm healthy, I'm well, I'm doing great. I'm literally never leaving. I'm not leaving Georgia anytime soon. And regretting to just like moving, but I am very thankful, I think, for my time at UT and like the people that I got to meet. And I think we can both attest to this, Sarah, like Haslam did give us the skills, even though we're not going down the traditional path of like a corporate job. Because like, I do have to say, like, I got the opportunity, right, to like work for Discovery, and like I will harp on them. I will say like get that internship because it was a life-changing experience. But like if I was given an opportunity to work for them full time, I would have to think about it, or even to see if there's a potential chance to be transferred, because I know I want to live in Spain. Like Spain is like the not necessarily an end goal, but it's definitely the end goal within this like little journey, kind of like gap year that I'm taking, because like I need it. Like I didn't realize until like this past January, like I decided I'd go and teach English, because I was like, and especially like my advice for you guys with this is, it's when everything does like fall into place, because it will. And I would even say utilizing like TikTok, because I think a lot of people will benefit from something like this. And you guys are expanding to so many different things within the wellness like category. Like my goal when I go to Spain is to have this be the base, but it can run like on its own from Atlanta. So like I could have an intern who's in Atlanta or within the like US, but I don't have to be like claimed to like being in Georgia. Because I think like for me, like I need that beach. Like I need a beach. I need my patatas bravas. I need my sangria. Like I miss so much. My skin was incredible. I miss the sun.
Their water over there, why
can't
I just
put
that
app
here?
What, that's what I'm saying. Like, and just like, look, I miss the dating life over there. I just was being wined and dined and just like cherished. And then I've been dating like here within reason with COVID. And you know, no one is just living up to my expectations. So I definitely think you guys are like on an incredible path. And I guess my next question for you guys is like, where do you guys wanna, like, where do you guys see yourself maybe within the next 3 months, like 6 months, you know, type of thing?
I hope, yeah. I definitely hope so. And just, like, doing it because we love it. Mm-hmm. And having that following to recognize like, the effort that we put into it and the love that we put into it. Just fulfilling our dreams.
Yes. I think growth.
Yeah, definitely sure. Growth with everything.
Mm-hmm.
Next, relationships, everything. So.
Yeah. So then my last question for you guys is, what advice, like what is three things you would give to like the younger generation, and especially like having a like having an incredible like a friendship and a business together?
Even though you don't know where it's gonna go, like take it. And then like I feel like knowing that you're not old, like for some reason I think graduating college is gonna be gone. I'm turning 22, like I'm so old. I have no direction in life right now, which is fine, but like don't let that from now, because you're only 22. Like no one had it fucking figured out at 22.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody would have it figured out like in their 40s or 50s, you know, like just relax, do something you love, and kick out the fucking negative energy.
Yeah. And then what advice would you give to like cultivating like a friendship that you guys have? Because I feel like, you know, I think it's like, it's beautiful to see that you guys can't, like you guys are doing this and you're going to do it long term, you know what I mean? Because I think some people can be afraid of like doing something with their best friend or just with some like a friend that is like their closest pal, because they're afraid that like, you know, business and friendship could like mess stuff up. So like what advice, because I obviously don't have that perspective, so like what advice would you give to someone who does want to do that with like their bestie, and especially like they both have like, you know, you have the business, you have the design, but you guys bring it together and you make something like beautiful?
I think we complement each other very well, so I think, and this is also something that is important to both of us, and we're also passionate about it, so I think everything just, like, all of our, like, our brains just, like, they just, like, complement each other very well, and I think, like, we're just motivating for each other, so I think it's working out. I think it's working out.
Yeah, I think it also depends on like the person you have in the friendship, like knowing that, okay, like if I did introduce this to you, like this is still not gonna break our friendship.
Yeah.
I mean, like I get mad at her, like I'm screaming at her, you know, but like we're still friends at the end of the day. It's like it's just me getting in an argument, but we talk it out and we're like, okay, this is my perspective, this is your perspective, and I understand what you're doing.
I think being able to meet in the middle is also good, because sometimes neither idea is good, but if they're like compromise, it's probably like the better option. So
yeah, I think that's like really, really good advice, and I'm so excited to see how it goes for you guys and like keeping up. I'll be sharing. So before we wrap up the episode, like if you guys want to like share your social media, your contacts, I'll definitely put it in the little like show notes as well for people who are listening on the podcast. And if you have any last word or phrase or anything you want to share, like this is your moment.
Positive vibes only.
Like our little slogan, yeah. I guess you could say. Well, I guess we could just give you our like Instagram handle and like website coming out soon. I can send that to you.
Yeah, and then on Instagram, if they are listening to the audio, they can find it on Olav, not Olav. Okay, Olav. Go ahead. I know, the Spanish in me.
So it's at olavlove.co
on Instagram. All right. And then if you guys like expand as well, just like let me know. And I can like always put that in, like if you guys make a TikTok or something like that, I got you guys. Because I think it's important to like support small businesses and just like entrepreneur-wise, because we're like doing the ish, and like I think it's such a badass thing that you guys are doing, and it's so freaking cute. Like, their Instagram page is really cute. I'm like, wow, I need to step up my game too. So yeah, thank you for coming on and like talking to me like tonight. So
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
30 minutes trying to set up the lighting. And I'm like, it's fine. It's not gonna matter.
And then
but it matters.
Yeah, and then we were like looking at your podcast. And it's like,
yeah,
we're I like, even saying you can see the video.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Your Shuli Hannah E. Until next time, see you guys in the next episode.
Bye, guys.
Bye.